Republicans' nominee for governor, Bruce Rauner, has made instituting term limits for legislators a central plank of his campaign. That requires a constitutional amendment. Rauner funded an effort to collect 500,000 signatures so that the question could go before voters this fall. But a Cook County judge ruled it unconstitutional. There's a chance that status could change. An appeals court just heard oral arguments. But the clock is ticking. Illinois State Board of Elections Director Rupert Borgsmiller says the August 22nd date for certifying the ballot stands firm. It may seem early, given that the election isn't until November.
You've got September,
right,
October.
But you got absentee balloting. You've got the UOCAVA ballots, which have to be sent out 45 days in advance of the election. Early voting.
As in, though the deadline for voters to cast their ballots is November 4th, elections authorities have earlier deadlines to meet, like sending ballots to military serving overseas. Those ballots, by federal law, have to be in the mail by September 20th. Borgsmiller says it actually leaves local elections authorities with a small window to certify, print, organize, and mail out ballots. I'm Amanda Vinicky.